It's the 49th episode, question mark, of the League of Slay podcast. I'm Holly.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Rebecca.
Yay! It's going to be the new year soon here, guys. That kind of rhymed.
Just here.
Just here.
Nowhere else.
Just in this room. Everywhere else is going to be stuck in 2015.
Forever.
It's the day after Christmas for us.
It is.
How was your Christmas, y'all?
Really nice.
Yeah.
Acceptable.
Cozy. Acceptable. That's Kevin's best answer.
For this time of day, yes.
Yeah. So we thought we would talk about our favorite things of 2015. I feel like we just started this podcast. Do you guys feel like that?
Yeah, we're almost a year in.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're Oprah, sorry. Your favorite things of 2015.
That's how. What
the fuck was that?
That's Oprah voice.
Oh. I don't know. I don't even know. Oh, jeez. Don't tell anyone. Don't tell her.
Sorry. Don't tell her. I won't tell Oprah.
Okay.
She'll never know. But I don't really have any. I couldn't think of any items, you know, like best blank of 2015. Like, I couldn't think of those things.
Like, best nip slip.
Yeah. Like, who had the best nip slip? No. I was thinking of all the
nipples.
Wasn't
2015 like the year of the side boob? I feel like that's, or under boob. I don't know. One of those boobs.
In terms of cosplay?
In terms of everything.
Or just in celebrities.
Everything.
Under boob has gotten a lot, because side boob used to be the thing.
Okay.
And then there's a lot of those tank tops that are really open, you know.
Yeah, the muscle tanks.
The muscle tanks. And, like, there is some side boob going on there because people don't wear something underneath the muscle tank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that required? Should I wear something under my muscle tanks?
No, just if you want people to see your boobies, then absolutely not.
You want to be classy.
If you want to be classy, then yeah. All right. If you want to show some boobage, then no.
No.
So. Gotcha. It's all up to how you feel that day. Sorry, I saw some side boob on my Instagram yesterday, like huge side boob, so that's what I was thinking about.
Was it even side boob at that point? I mean, is it just...
It was, because I couldn't see the whole boob.
A boob.
The part of the tank top covered that part.
I see.
It was a celebrity, if that's anything, but... So I couldn't think of any, but I guess we can talk about, like... What's your favorite, like, picture we did? You don't have to answer that, Rebecca, because I know you don't know.
Thank you.
What's the favorite picture that we've done?
Or photo shoot in general, maybe.
Well, I would say the last three or four that we've done have been really good. I've been really happy with most of the results of those. Those are
the jellyfish.
The jellyfish.
Oh, I saw that picture.
Yeah.
Good, huh?
Sweet.
AMK girls.
Oh, the Yusenki,
yeah,
is what it's called.
And the Riri that we just finished up.
Yeah. We can talk about that one, too. So,
didn't we talk about that last week?
Well, we talked about how we went. But those photos are done.
Okay.
Now. I finished them on Wednesday. That was my goal. I did it, guys.
Before Christmas.
I did a goal. So they're up on our website. On, like, you can just go to leaguecosplay.com, and it's one of the first posts there.
Yes.
So it was a League of Legends... Winter Wonder Lulu. Yeah. And they turned out pretty good. I was pretty happy with those.
Pretty okay, huh?
Pretty well.
Yeah. They looked really good.
Yeah. I'm going to say the jellyfish one.
Is your favorite one?
Yeah.
Well, it's the most of your style.
But I like all of them. But yeah.
That you like the more fashion-y stuff? Fashion studio stuff.
I don't know, but
every time you point things out to me, it's always, most of the time, studio stuff.
Yeah. But you could control more when you're in a box.
I see.
And then when you're outside, you got, it's cold or it's sunny or it's not sunny enough.
Or it starts raining.
Yeah.
Or there's lightning right over your head.
Oh, yeah, that did happen. That was loud.
That was loud.
I'm surprised that guy didn't die.
Oh, God. We're talking about
being... leaned up against this tree.
Yeah, so we did... I don't know if we talked about this.
We did.
Yeah, we did a photo shoot at UW, and there was a lightning storm, but we were just working through it.
It was a homestuck shoot. That's
what it was. Yeah, homestuck. And one of the guys that was with one of the girls, he was leaning up against this really tall tree, and lightning literally happened right above us. I've never been that close to lightning before. And then everybody like freaked out and screamed, and he just like slowly walked away from the tree, like didn't even flinch. And I was like, you could have just died there. Yeah. Ooh, good memory. Memories.
So that was, when was that? That was September?
That was September, and it was like, it hadn't rained in like 6 months, and then it just poured right when we got there. It wasn't even, it was like sunny that day, and then it switched.
Yeah. Can you believe, that was September. That was only 3 months ago.
It seems like a
rare. Wait, it couldn't have been September.
It was. It was.
Because we went to Pittsburgh that month, too.
Yeah, and I was editing the pictures in Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There you go.
Yep. Yeah, so that was a thing. What was your favorite con this year? Just pick one. I know we did like top five or something, but...
Yeah, let's think here. Where did we go this year? First con, we went to ALA.
Uh-huh.
Wow, that seems so long ago already.
But we started the podcast then, and it doesn't seem that long ago.
49 weeks ago.
My brain hurts.
So, let's hear ALA. What else did we go to? We went to SakuraCon, Emerald City. ASEN?
Anime Central. Anime, Anime Expo, and that's it. Anime Expo for me. Done.
Between Fanime and Anime Expo, probably.
Pick one.
Well, if we can't give the same answer, so I'll pick Fanime.
You can pick the same answer.
No. I like Fanime this year because we did it differently. We stayed in a different we stayed in a Airbnb instead of a hotel.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got to see other things.
I'll be sad we don't go this year. But that's okay. Okay.
The end.
I want to bring something up that has nothing to do with cosplay because we don't have much to talk about today.
I was going to say.
Oh.
Is this an intervention?
Yes.
Damn it.
You see that? Margarita. Bloody Mary. That's not really a Bloody Mary.
Oh.
It's just tomato juice.
There's no alcohol.
No, it's just tomato juice.
Anyway, the one thing I was thinking about was like things to help, like things to make cosplay easier this year. What's come out in terms of that? Like, I feel like Warbler this year was really big.
Bigger than they came out with like clear Warbler.
Was clear Warbler?
And black Warbler.
Huh.
Very nice. They came out with different types. I should get some and see the different properties. But, there's a lot of... And, you know, 3D printing in general.
That's what I was thinking about, was, like, 3D printing. The price has really gone down this year. Like, you can get a machine for $300. The one that I talked about a couple weeks ago, the monoprice one, is still $299 right now. So I'm tempted. I'm really tempted about getting one. Just because you can build stuff really easily with it.
Would you use a 3D printer, Rebecca?
I use it at my job to build tools.
Really?
Yeah.
There is a specific job to use the machine and do that. Oh. So it would be like, oh, I need a tool that fits this dimensions, does this. Then, boom, someone makes it.
Huh.
Boom, we got it.
But wow.
Boom, there's a lot of booms.
There's boom, boom, boom.
They have metal. There's 3D printed metal.
Metal, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty serious.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little fancier than plastics, but yeah, same principles. I mean, you can build stuff to do specific things.
Exactly what you need.
Is this that Woodenville vodka?
Yes, it is.
I don't like it.
It's water.
That Woodenville vodka. That's water.
Woodenville?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Made in Woodenville.
Is in the place?
Yeah.
Well, so this is our first thing. We were at Kyle's
Christmas party.
Yeah, had a Christmas party, and he forgot vodka, chips, and a few other things, so we used Amazon.
Amazon Prime, the where you can get it in under an hour.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we tested that. And it came in like 25 minutes.
And they brought you vodka and chips?
Vodka chips and Sprite.
Anything else? There was another thing, wasn't there?
Maybe. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was quick.
Yeah.
And they brought you Woodenville. Did you ask?
We picked it out. Yeah. I typed in vodka and there was a whole list. And we were like, oh, we've never tried that before. And the bottle's really cool. And it was like, it wasn't too cheap, like Smirnoff. And it wasn't expensive, so we were like, oh, it should be pretty good. But it has this funky taste. I'm sorry.
It's got like
this
a vanilla.
Is the vodka show. It's not even vanilla.
Yeah.
It's like
vanilla.
Foot.
It's a like foot? A foot? What? It's like a foot?
There's like an extra weird taste. There's like an added flavor.
Yeah, like whiskey.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Maybe it's like brewed in a whiskey barrel or something. I don't know.
Well, that's not how...
I know, but like, it. Yeah, it has like an extra flavor. It is like whiskey.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you order whiskey?
Once no. clear whiskey?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I once can
she
see
said
that,
yeah, it was like... It out. Thank you, Rebecca.
Yeah.
I would have just kept with foot.
Foot.
I'm glad the drink that I like to drink tastes like foot to you.
No, well, because...
Without a proper descriptor, it just goes to foot.
How did she even... I don't know about that.
I think it was like, I didn't know what to
Sorry,
say, so it was like...
It does not taste like foot. Feel free to send us some bottles.
The whiskey he gets tastes kind of like, it has like a honey kind of flavor, you know, it's more...
too?
Yeah, like oaky, but like, it's more like maple syrupy, or there's like some sort of sweet element. So I didn't, but yeah, right when you said whiskey, I was like, oh yeah. Maybe they accidentally, like, some spilled in, and they were like, whoops!
Yeah. I think it tastes good.
Special edition. That's what's in yours as well.
Yeah. Well, it's all making sense to me now.
Yeah.
I think it's good. I think it's like a combo pack.
Can we talk about hoverboards really fast?
Well, yeah. 2015, you're the hoverboard.
I feel like we're going to see them at cons here pretty
soon.
Oh,
absolutely.
We haven't seen any this year.
Can you have a driver's license for them?
No.
I wish.
But in New York, you can't ride it on the street, nor can you ride it on a sidewalk. So you
what,
can't really,
really
ride it anywhere. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What about bike lane? Do they have bike lanes?
It doesn't.
I don't think they have bike lanes in the city.
I don't remember, yeah.
They kind of do. It's just because it kind of falls in between, like, the two categories of, like...
Is it a bike or is it a motor vehicle?
Right.
Somehow. Do you think make them fast? Like, what is it for a motorcycle? It needs to be 250-something
or
others.
50 cc's.
Yeah.
Or less.
So if they make them stronger than that, you think people see people on, like, the road with them?
Like, what?
I can see it.
Like, down the freeway?
Yeah.
Well, okay. I just want to say, I hate that it's called the hoverboard.
Well, yeah, because it's totally Back to the Future.
But it's also not hovering. It's on wheels.
What? Oh, I don't even know what we're talking about.
Oh, I'll pull it up for you.
Yeah.
It's like a
what
Segway.
Do you mean it's on wheels?
It's like a Segway without the handlebars.
Oh, mall cops use them.
No.
That's a Segway.
I don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah. What is it? Somebody, a rapper made them famous.
That looks dumb.
Yeah, and then you stand on them and you can turn with your body and stuff. Man, they're $500.
Well,
why is Bed Bath & Beyond selling?
Because they're in.
Is that the Beyond part of Bed Bath & Beyond?
In right now. You sell anything that's in. It's a fad. It'll die pretty soon. I mean, they're already banned right now from importing because somebody have caught on fire and exploded.
What?
Yeah, somebody lost their whole house already due to one of them.
What? Wait.
Okay,
what?
Well,
it just like
the reason they're popular now is because all the technology bits that go into it are really cheap right now. So lithium batteries, brushless motors, all that, and gyros and stuff like that. All that has gotten really cheap recently. But like with lithium batteries, if you overcharge them or charge them too fast, they can explode and catch on fire, just like phones and stuff like that. So, and being that they're cheap electronics that are regulating it, they tend to overcharge and get hot and explode. So this one family was charging one. Exploded, caught fire, burned down their house. So, and there's been lots of them catching fire and exploding. So, one of the federal agencies that handles that kind of consumer FC something.
Because I've seen a lot of people get these for Christmas this year.
FTC, whatever. Federal Trade Commission, there we go, is banning them from the U.S. right now while they're investigating which ones are the ones.
Oh, banning imported ones.
Right, I mean, but they're all basically the same, coming out of the same factory.
Yeah, so if you're seen riding down the sidewalk, which, in one, you'll be shot by the cops?
Yeah,
pretty
much.
So we need to assume by now?
Yeah, they'll just shoot you. Hey!
All right.
Yeah.
I was thinking, well, because we live up the street from a guy that has one that he sells that's just a single wheel.
Right.
What are they called?
He calls them the solo wheel.
Solo wheel.
I feel like I've seen a couple dumb things.
It looks like a unicycle, but you just stand on it and it just goes.
Yeah.
And
I've seen those.
Yeah.
He busts around all the time. I think that's the way he advertises.
Him.
You probably,
have.
Or one of his three
coworkers. And if he's wearing sandals right now, it's him. He always wears sandals, too, because he sells sandals.
He sells sandals and has a solo wheel.
Yeah.
But yeah, he busts around in that. It's pretty quick. I don't know.
Yeah.
I kind of want one, but I know they're probably not that great.
But I feel like...
don't ride around in cons because you'll bump into people and you'll just be that asshole.
I guess you'll generally see them at cons as just regular people wearing them, but you could also integrate it in part of your costume.
Oh.
Is what I was talking about, oh. I think.
Okay. Yeah, like, I can see that.
I don't know how, but I feel like it would.
A long dress, thing over it and look like you're floating.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't have it too long or else you'll get sucked under the wheels and just eat it yourself. So you have to hem it just right.
If you had like a structured dress that like kind of hung over it and it didn't matter, then if it was too flimsy of a dress, it would just get sucked right in and then you'd die. But
immediately.
You'd probably and hurt your house would burn down.
Yeah. You would probably hurt someone too.
And your house would burn down at the same time, even though your hoverboard was with you.
Yeah.
And your hotel room would burn down. And you would ruin the con for everyone. Yeah, and
you'd bump into a few people and piss them off.
Oh, yeah. I imagine that was exactly what happened. Like, just.
How do you. Yeah, I mean, how do you stop? I assume it's like a lean backwards kind of motion.
Yeah.
I'm feeling. I bet if I had one, I would have a lot of fun on it.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
But like just watching it, I feel like an old person. Like, damn cats. You know, I don't know. Like, I see them all the time on Instagram, and I know I've seen a bunch of people on my Facebook got one. So
right, yeah, they were. I don't know, $500 though.
There were other.
But on sale, I saw a bunch for $250 ish.
It's just the Google pulled up Bed Bath & Beyond and it said $499, and I was like, oh, I thought they were cheap. I thought they were like $200.
Yeah, you can. Well, they were. Yeah, you can get them on sale for $299 or $249. I've seen them, but I don't know.
We'll see what the future holds for that. I don't know.
I say no.
You say no?
I don't. I mean, I get it.
It's a fad. Maybe it's a fad. It'll go away.
Yeah, it is. Well. Just yeah.
Don't hurt yourself, people. Yes. Be careful. What did you have to talk about? You had something.
Well, it was the 3D printers. I was just mulling, getting one, making some props.
You
and stuff.
Told me the other day that you were for sure going to get one.
Yeah, I'm leaning heavily towards it, but they're not. I mean, $300 is, and then you need to draw everything and print it. It's not. I mean,
yeah. How much is the material?
It's cheap. Plastic. So the machine
itself.
It's kind
of like a little like. Canisters and you just like go set it in there and then it
the
like
material
melts. Yeah
no it's just
how
a
do
big
you get
spool.
It in there at the spool
yeah so it's a spool it's like thread basically and you just unspool it stick it in and then
there's also that laser thing I saw that's kind of expensive but
oh yeah buy the laser
oh yeah. Oh yeah no that
what the it's like a what is it
a glow it's forge a, is the one that you're looking at it's a CO2 laser cutter
yeah
basically
you can cut shapes out of it
so you can cut that one is good for like small things so leathers
could you cut a boot off your car if say the city of Seattle put a boot on it
do you have a boot on your car
no but I mean you know just for the future
yeah
like a plasma cutter like what's going on
it's smaller than
you
a plasma
you just aim it at the boot wow
it's only a CO2 cutter and it can cut through probably like balsa wood paper and leather really thin stuff so not quite a
sorry it's
material.
Not what I need
I know but a plasma cutter is a good way to go and it's only like $250 for a plasma cutter
okay well hey
but you need 220 so it's a lot of juice
alright
anyway yeah so the Glowforge it's something they had like a Kickstarter-esque type thing for taking printers and stuff like that
but now they're really just selling it on their website
are they?
Yeah
how much is it? Oh it's like $800
it's like
for the cheap one
no it's like $1,400
okay yeah that's about right. So, you know, laser cutters and laser engravers and stuff like that have been around for a while. Like the Metrics Create Space that I used to go to, they've had a imported one from China, and I think it was like $2,000 like 5 years ago.
Lasers, the secret note.
Yeah.
And, it'd be good. I don't know. I don't know how you would practically use that.
The laser cutter?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just...
Murder?
Pew, pew.
It burn your skin, that's about it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You go, ow.
Yeah.
That would be it.
I don't know if I'm imagining it quite correctly.
It's not as amazing, and I think it's more amazing
like
in your
sword
head.
That's a laser.
No, it looks like a printer.
And it cuts shapes.
It looks like a printer, and you stick the thing in the printer, and you close the cage, and then it prints.
Just prints out.
Or it cuts.
Cuts a line.
Oh, I know what that is.
Yeah.
That's dumb. Don't get with
it's
one
not
those.
It's not a laser sword that you just walk around with.
Jeez.
I think it's because it's called Glowforge. It sounds a little more epic.
Yeah, that's a good name they picked out for it.
But I don't know. When I saw the commercial for it, it was on Facebook or something. I just thought of cosplay immediately, and I don't know why.
I mean, so...
There was something they were making in the commercial, I think, and I was like, oh, I don't know. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was the wood pieces they were cutting out, yeah. And I was like, hmm.
That's what a lot of the ones that I've seen are used for, just cut balsa and stuff so you can build frames and stuff.
Yeah.
Like the printer that I'm going to buy, the whole frame is cut from a laser printer, or laser cutter, and then you just all bolts together.
Oh.
Yeah. So, laser cutter and 3D printer usually go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Are you getting sleepy now?
No.
Uh-huh.
You should do your mid-roll.
My mid-roll. Mm-hmm. What was I going to do this week? Okay. All right. So, this week's episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast is brought to you by the Amazon.com. Visit elitecosplay.com/Amazon, and that is our affiliate link. Any purchases you make through that affiliate link gives us a small kickback, and that kickback goes back to you guys through our videos and photography.
Yep.
Yes. Mm. So visit elitecosplay.com/Amazon to bookmark and use our affiliate link.
And also check out elitecosplay.com/shop, where we have this t-shirt behind us in it.
Barely can see it.
Sorry, I'm covering it this week. And we also have an amazing cosplay t-shirt, both in women's and unisex type.
Yes.
Styles.
Yes. Specific cuts for people.
Yay. Depending on what you like.
Yes.
Thanks.
Anyway, yes.
Gosh.
So yes, if you think I should get a 3D printer, drop a comment below.
Oh boy, just get one.
Just get one?
Yeah, start laser sword.
And then we can like print something during the podcast. We'll just have it on here.
I'll warn you.
And we'll be like yelling over it. Okay. It'll be like, wah, wah, wah. And we'll make it, it'll just be a dildo.
You want to print a dildo? We can probably print a dildo.
It will be like, oh, we're printing something cosplay-y. But really, Rebecca and I will sneak in the program and change into a dildo. And then... Yep.
Well, yeah. I mean, what else would you print with this?
Yeah.
I just assumed it was just a dildo printer.
The penis machine.
Well, I mean, anything's a dildo if you're brave enough, right?
Oh, okay.
What? Because, I was thinking of printing, like, you know, small weapons and stuff.
Small dildos.
Exactly. I know, I thought you were going to say something gross, and I was like, I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting.
Beads.
No.
Beads of some sort.
You could print a whole bead set if you really wanted to. The progressively smaller to bigger
weapons?
Ones.
Weapons? Like, what does that mean?
Like knives and stuff and swords.
Like brass knuckles?
Yeah.
You could print brass knuckles, yeah, actually. But, I mean, they would be made out of plastic, so they would shatter immediately.
Brass knuckles for sale that were also a taser.
What? So when you're punching someone, it tases them?
It's like for self-defense.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Actually.
All right, well, so there's a guy on Reddit that was like, listen, I'm drunk, and I'm going to show you why tasers aren't really effective. So he sits there, he's holding an iPhone, and he's like, watch, I'm going to tase myself. And he tases himself. He's like, look, it just hurt really bad, but it's not that bad.
Huh.
And he's like, and if I was fueled up on adrenaline and wanting to kill or hurt someone or rob someone, it probably wouldn't do much.
Then they used the beanbag gun on him.
What about the ones that's like, it's like a gun and it shoots?
Oh, those are different. Yeah. Those are like 10 times more powerful.
Yeah. That's the one that the cops have,
yes,
right?
Those are the
they
ones
don't
the cops
sell those to people.
No, you
so
cannot.
So pepper spray is the most effective, is what you're saying.
Not really.
More than a taser. Pepper spray, a drunk man would still be like, ah.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Ah, and then I'm more angry now.
Yeah, but you can't see.
That's true.
The drunkenness doesn't make your eyes immune to pepper spray.
But you have to remember, like, there's wind. Like, you can blow it back in your face, so you're, like, spraying him and the wind's blowing
it.
So
what I'm going to do is I'm going to get some bear mace. I'm going to wear some goggles anytime I go out.
Okay.
And then...
You should probably also cover any exposed
bring
skin.
Bring your laser sword.
The glow forge, and if someone attacks me, I'll be prepared.
Yes.
I'll wear some heavy duty gloves.
Yep. Well, what's kind of cool is if you're dressed that way, I don't think people are going to choose you
with my
attack.
Goggles.
Yeah.
Like my science
or no,
goggles.
You should do the drop down the
they'll
welder
like,
shield
no.
or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just like, we're going to pass on that one. We don't know what's
it's
going
open,
on.
It's open, so it's like up on top and it's just out.
Oh, yeah.
And then someone's attacking me and
you
I just
go.
Boom. You could just do the head nod.
Yeah, the head nod.
Oh man.
Ugh.
2016.
That's the year.
Get some stuff planned.
But speaking of laser swords, did you guys see the video of the guy that made one that, like, could burn stuff relatively well?
The one that cuts toast?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Cuts bread.
I didn't see a laser one that could cut them.
No, that's just a knife.
Yeah, oh, there's a knife that cuts bread and it turns it into toast.
Sorry.
I just think
it's not like a lightsaber, is it?
Yeah, that's what I wanted it to be.
Yeah, no, it is like a lightsaber. Oh. The one that the guy made? I don't know.
How big did he make it?
From what I could see, it looked like... Now you gotta make me look this up. It was like a couple feet away from like a painting or like something that was attached to a wall. You could just like point it and it would just like...
That's kind of scary.
You said he made it?
Yeah.
Out of what?
I don't know. There was a video of how he made it, but I didn't watch it.
A fluorescent
light bulb? Oh. I've heard those are dangerous.
They're full of mercury.
Mercury.
And especially if you're pregnant, that's real bad for you.
So if you shatter one... And the powder gets everywhere.
Well, it's not the powder, it's the dust particles. That's mercury vapors that are coming out
of it. That's what I mean.
Too. Yeah.
When you, like...
Yeah, don't breathe it.
Oh.
Don't breathe.
Oh, shit.
If you break one, let it...
You know what? I'm mercury immune, though. So.
No, I don't think so.
When I was a baby, I broke the thermometer that had mercury in it, and it all went in my mouth, and my mom was like, oh, shit.
What?
And nothing happened.
Yeah, it's called cancer 20 years later, so...
So I have cancer right now?
Oh.
Because it's been, like, 25 years since...
Geez, way to bum us out.
Yeah. No, I have,
so 2016 is going to be really violent, weird, and depressing. That's pretty much every year, isn't it?
I have metal poisoning. I mean, it's probably out of your system now, but it's not good for you.
Wow.
My dad used to play with it in college. He said he used to play with mercury.
Yeah, it used to be like a thing that they did. Yeah. La la la.
Yeah, not good for you.
And he's like 60 now. Yeah, yeah, he's fine.
He probably didn't even wash his hands after that.
He didn't give a shit.
It's the vapors that get you.
The vapors.
Those vapes.
I got the vapors. Yeah. Oh, we're all taking a drink at the same time. We can't. You have to talk. Kevin. Swallows.
Yes?
Oh, there we go. No talk.
Anyway. What were we talking about that led us to... Oh, yes. The flame sword. Laser swords.
Oh, yeah.
I'll look that video up.
That scared me. That scares me.
What? That someone can actually make
that? Like a lightsaber type weapon.
Yeah.
I always think about in Star Wars, like, how did they not just, like, accidentally cut themselves up?
I'm sure that happened all the time.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Like, what if you, like, accidentally had it upside down and you're like,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
My shoulder just got lopped off.
Time.
Yeah. I imagine. Yeah, exactly. Well.
There's got to be some sort of safety on it.
No. The force is either with you or it isn't.
Yeah, exactly. There's probably, like, a ward down in the basement of the Jedi, like, console. That they're just, like, the one-armed, one-legged people that are like, oh, accident. Chop my leg off. Chop my arm off.
Oh, and they hide them. So you don't see.
Kill them.
Oh. Wow.
And then hide them.
And then bury them. Yeah, that's what I always think
that's
about.
That's canon.
Like, or if you, like, accidentally swung it around.
Oh boy. Oh, Nelly. I hear people like that movie.
Oh yeah, people really like it. That's what I've been hearing. Woo. We it's so hard to get tickets right now.
Yes.
Not until after the new year, so.
Yeah, it's a couple weeks out.
It's like a week now.
Well, no, it's a couple weeks now.
Oh, see what you're saying.
They keep extending, you know, they keep adding more tickets to it, but it just keeps getting full. But we are one of the 7 true IMAXs left in the U.S., so...
What, are they getting rid of them? You're saying left?
Yeah, there aren't that many true IMAXs. This is...
Just, how about ever? You make it sound like they're going extinct.
What was the Omnidome?
Oh, I don't know. The Omnidome?
Remember that down at the aquarium? It was called the Omnidome. It was a big dome. Was that an IMAX? Well, you guys don't even know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I've never heard of that. I'm only kind of old. I mean, it's not saying I'm very old by remembering something that they don't remember, but, you know... I don't know. We used to go there.
Oh.
On field trips?
Yeah, it was attached to the aquarium.
Are you sure it wasn't here at the...
I'm sure.
No, I don't remember that. The Omnidome?
Yeah, it was called the Omnidome.
Because there's a dome inside inside the children's...
There's... is that the dome where you can walk underwater and the fish swim around you?
No, okay. It played movies. It was like an IMAX situation, but it was just like a big dome.
The laser
and you're
show?
Sitting in there and you're looking up. You watch like movies, you know, like the Galapagos Islands or outer space or something.
I think you're making this up. School.
I did not make this up. Because
there's the laser dome and there's also the one in the children's museum that has the stars on top.
Yeah, I don't think it's at the
it's not there anymore. Aquarium. It's not there anymore.
Now I got
it. But it was there. Look it up.
No, I'm going to say what you're thinking of is at the Pacific Science Center. It's either the IMAX that's there or the Laser Dome. But anyway, yes. What we have here in Seattle is a very special...
It's this one.
No.
It's what the IMAX used to be.
No.
It used to be called the Omni Dome.
At the theater. At the aquarium. I'll find it.
Anyway, yes. Yeah, so we're very lucky here in Seattle. We have the Boeing IMAX, which is...
Oh, here it is. It's closed. Seattle IMAX Dome Theater.
So it was just another IMAX. Okay, yeah. So then the answer was yes.
It looks like it closed around 2007.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't remember that.
They called it an Omni Dome.
What were you saying?
Nothing. I was explaining to our guests.
About what?
We have a special laser-powered projector here, which is what J.J. Abrams said is the true way to experience his movie.
Oh!
So
yes. that theater is going to be sold out forever then.
Yes, it was. It had a couple seats open on New Year's Eve, but didn't want to do that. So I'll have to wait a couple more weeks probably.
We're going somewhere, so
Omni Dome.
Yeah, that's what... You were right, I'm sorry. I don't remember that, though. Which is weird, because I definitely went to the aquarium many times before it closed. Not the aquarium closing, but the Omni Dome. Yeah.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about Star Wars.
Oh,
and the IMAX. I want to go see it in one of those fancy theaters with the...
With the
laid back
sushi,
the food Redmond. And the Redmond. What's it called? Golden Ticket or something like that.
We can go to Cinnabar. Cinnabar has it too.
But I don't think they have the special seats. Those ones sounded cozy. It's like a bed, they give you a pillow and a blanket.
Cinnabuns.
Yeah, Cinnabar. That sounds like like I would go there and be like, "Where's my dessert?"
Yeah, and then if you didn't have it,
but. Yeah. It's,
I'd put one of those Hubby Awards in it and charge it and leave it.
We were in a bar on Christmas Eve night and someone ordered a hot toddy.
Yes.
And there's a lot of work that goes into that. Like there was some weird like cream shit he had to pull out of the fridge, and then he took an orange and like inserted cloves into the orange and then put a cinnamon stick in it and was like whipping it around for 5 minutes, and I was like,
I'm surprised you've never heard of a hot toddy.
I've heard of one, but I've never seen someone actually order it. Someone actually ordered it. Yep.
Rebecca's mulling.
Yeah.
Pausing for effect.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, like, what is that? What was that white stuff you put in?
I don't remember.
It was like thick and fresh. Horseradish.
Probably.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Oh. Should we go get a hot toddy now and figure out?
Hot dog?
I thought you said hot dog too, but he said
hot toddy. Yeah, let's go order hot toddies. I kind of want to see it now.
Oh.
Yeah.
What if it's gross?
I've never seen it before either.
Really?
I was just staring at you.
Oh. Well, people don't, like, whenever someone orders a warm drink, you can always, like, it always, like, catches your...
Hot toddies, like a Kahlua coffee or mulling spices and something.
Yeah, well, I was more on the mulling spices side.
Yeah, I didn't really know what it was.
Yeah, I don't know what he put, because this doesn't have any cream in it. Like, he put something,
where
like,
were you? We have to go
to the pizza Mario's. Place, but I don't want to go there because we just went there 2 days in a row.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you guys, they'll stare at you. It's the only
place that's open.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Anyways.
Would you like to close it out? Mm-hmm. Closing credits to Holly.
Thank you for joining us for this episode. I'm sorry.
Yep, if it wasn't, we're sorry.
Hold up to your expectations. but Rebecca was here, so it made it better, right? Okay. You can follow us on Facebook, Adelie Cosplay, Instagram, Adelie Cosplay, Twitter, @Adelie_cosplay. Please go check out our shop, adeliecosplay.com/shop. We have some cool shirts there, and there will
buy
be more.
Tops.
Yeah, buy some tops. There will be more in the future.
Get some blouses.
I was thinking about adding different types of products in the future, too, so that'll be fun. And
yeah, like laser swords.
Yeah, like laser swords or toast cutters.
Hoverboards.
Yeah. Also, if you feel like it, you can go to eliecosplay.com/Amazon to support us. Thank you. I love you. We'll see you next year. 2016.
I guess so, yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. Isn't that scary?
It is.
Woo! I'm going to be like the second day hungover from New Year's.
Yeah, it takes about
a couple days to get you back.
So
I'll be grouchy. Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Woo!
Goodbye.
Bye.